Harper Audio presents The Rise and Fall of the Dinosaurs, A New History of a Lost World, by Steve Brusati, read by Patrick Lawler. Prologue: The Golden Age of Discovery. A few hours before light broke on a cold November morning in 2014, I got out of a taxi and pushed my way into Beijing's Central Railway Station. I clutched my ticket as I fought through a swarm of thousands of early morning commuters, my nerves starting to jangle as the departure time for my train ticked ever closer. I had no idea where to go. Alone, with only a few words of Chinese in my vocabulary, all I could do was try to match the pictographic characters on my ticket to the symbols on the platforms. Tunnel vision set in, and I barreled up and down the escalators, past the newsstands and noodle joints, like a predator on the hunt. My suitcase, weighed down with cameras, a tripod, and other scientific gear, bounced along behind me, rolling over feet and smacking into shins. Angry shouts seemed to come at me from all directions, but I didn't stop. By now, sweat was pouring through my downy winter jacket, and I was gasping in the diesel haze. An engine roared to life somewhere ahead of me, and a whistle sounded. A train was about to depart. I staggered down the concrete steps leading to the tracks and, to my great relief, recognized the symbols. Finally, this was my train, the one that would be shooting northeastward to Jinzhou, a Chicago-sized city in Old Manchuria, a few hundred miles from the frontier with North Korea.